my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program is all about the classics, the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s, 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace, love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. On this week's episode, we're bringing the beat up and throwing in some guitars with Groove, Grit, and Guitar Gods. Rock is such a fascinating genre to me because it can honestly be almost anything. You've got hard rock, groovy rock, soft rock, all of it. And today, we're diving into a bit of everything. To kick things off, I'm starting with one of my favorite rock and roll tracks from one of the most greatest bands of all time. That is, of course, Led Zeppelin with Good Times, Bad Times. It was actually their very first song on their very first album, so literally the first sound the world ever heard from them. Funny enough, the band didn't even expect it to be a big deal, and it wasn't even released as a single in the UK. But in the US, DJs kept spinning it because no one could believe a debut band sounded like that. It turned into a cult classic before Zeppelin even became famous. And here's the coolest part, they actually never even played the song fully live. Only little pieces and melodies. So the album version is the only true version out there. And that's what I'm going to play for us all today, so enjoy.
Thank you.
that was Good Times, Bad Times. And wow, I love that song. It's the perfect example of why classic rock is truly the best. Next up, we've got a band that means a lot to me, and honestly to most Kingstonians. That is, of course, the Tragically Hip. And for anyone who doesn't know, the Hip actually originated right here in Kingston, and they're one of the most loved and iconic bands in Canada. The song I'm playing today is my favorite Hip track, Grace 2, and there's a great little story behind it. When the Hip performed on Saturday Night Live back in 95, Gord Downie actually started the song with the wrong first line. Instead of singing the verse, he just stared into the camera and said, "Hi, we're the Tragically Hip." Totally unplanned, he'd literally forgotten to start the song. But in classic Gord fashion, he recovered instantly, staying cool and rolled right into the lyrics like nothing happened. It ended up being one of the most charming and memorable moments of the SNL appearance. All right, here it is, Grace 2.
Knock on the door. That's what I'm here for. gym locked when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady. Then the boss told myself I'd have missed. Then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this.
CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors can also earn one more ticket for each of our raffle draws featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Agent 99, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Harper's Burgers, Domino's Pizza, Tango Nuevo, The Grad Club, Skin Fusion Spa, The Fun Zone, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. And don't forget to take our Release Radar Listener's Choice survey and vote for your favorite local artists that we air every day and enter for a chance to win even more prizes. Enjoy the benefits of helping CFRC support local music. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
And that was one of the most iconic women's-led bands in rock, Heart with Barracuda. I just love how much emotion Ann Wilson puts into every note. You can really feel her giving everything she has when she sings. Next up is a song that was a total turning point in my own music journey, You Really Got Me. The original was written by the Kinks, but today I'm playing Van Halen's version, the one that truly pulled me into classic rock. Eddie Van Halen's guitar riff in this track is just pure, unreal magic. And the story behind it makes it even better. When Eddie recorded that famous guitar solo, the band was actually worried other guitarists would copy his sound before the album was even released. His tapping technique was so new at the time that people assumed it had to be some kind of studio trick. So they rushed the single out just to beat anyone else to it. Plus, Ray Davies from the Kinks later joked that Van Halen's version was so good, he had wished he had written the arrangement. Imagine the original artist saying that about your cover. Wow. All right, here it is, You Really Got Me by Van Halen. Strange Brew by Cream. I love the groove in that song. It mixes blues and rock so effortlessly, and it really goes to show you how many shapes rock music can take. Next, we're taking a little break from rock and shifting into some reggae. This one's a tribute to the legendary Jimmy Cliff, who recently passed. He was one of the artists who helped bring reggae to the world, especially after starring in the 1972 film The Harder They Come. During the soundtrack recordings, the director actually told him to stop singing so perfectly and to sing like he was telling his own story. And honestly, that became his signature. At the film's premiere in Jamaica, the crowd cheered so loudly for him, they drowned out half the movie. That's the kind of love and impact Jimmy Cliff had. You can feel that same emotion in this next track, Sitting in Limbo. It was written during a time where Cliff felt stuck between worlds, uncertain but still hopeful. And you can hear every bit of that in this song. Here it is, Sitting in Limbo, and rest in peace, Jimmy Cliff.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. But I know that my fate will lead me on.
To make new friends,
get active,
learn a new skill,
a place to appreciate big band jazz.
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a 1-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
From what I can tell, you're just fine. American woman, said get away. American woman, listen to what I say. Oh, come on, hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me.
And that was The Glorious Sons, one of Kingston's biggest modern rock success stories. They started out playing tiny bars, and their breakthrough came after writing SOS in One Chaotic Night. Even with their Juno wins and massive tours, they always come back to Kingston. The city is a huge part of their identity. That was their most recent release, New Plan, and it really shows how their sound has evolved while still keeping that raw, honest edge they're known for. Next up, we're shifting into some Black Sabbath with Sweet Leaf. Ozzy's passing this summer was incredibly sad. He was a true rock legend who changed the direction of rock and metal forever. When Black Sabbath released Sweet Leaf, it became one of the early tracks that really defined their heavy signature sound. The whole song is built around a hypnotic Tony Iommi riff that went on to inspire generations of metal and hard rock guitarists. It's a perfect example of why Sabbath is considered the blueprint for modern rock and metal. Here it is.
I can't forget you. deep like a stone. Lost in the chaos and you don't scroll along. You wouldn't know by looking, but I'll tell you now, I'm only half crazy, half shady.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Give me a reason to live. Be on the lines, I'll be calling.
That was Don't Feel Right by the Bluestones, an incredible Canadian rock duo. They've got this vintage rock vibe mixed with modern sounds, and honestly, I think they've got so much potential. We're heading into my last track of the night, and this one is really special to me. It might actually be my favorite rock song ever. My brother was the one who first played it for me, and I remember sitting in the car listening to the bridge and suddenly hearing these gorgeous harmonies. I couldn't believe it. It was Kiss. Yes, Kiss singing harmonies. The blend of soft rock and pop in the song is so different from their usual sound, and I instantly fell in love with it. So I've chosen it as my hidden gem this week, God Gave Rock and Roll to You. So thank you, Graham, for introducing this song to me, and I hope everyone listening loves it just as much as we do. Have a great night, and remember to tune in next week to Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC at 8 p.m. Here it is, God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Kiss.